share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Last week, the 1st of January, a man died while performing a base jump trial at the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development, KPWKM, building. The 49-year-old man, Azwan Taharuddin, was among seven other base jumpers from Team Putrajaya Corporation, PPJ, that day. They were believed to be training for a performance in conjunction with the 2021 Federal Territories Day. According to Astro Awani, Putrajaya District Police Chief ACP Mode Fadzal Ali said in the incident that occurred at 5:35 p.m., the victim reportedly lost control of his parachute during the jump and fell at the side of the building. Laji Tragedy Hari Pertama Tahan Baharu 2021. Soarong Penerjan Putrajaya Base Jump Mot Katika Latahan Bagi Persedian Sambutan Hari Wilaya. Mongsa, Azwan Taharuddin Dikatakan Hilong Kualan Samasa Buat Terjunan Dan Jatu DCC Bangunan KPWKM Sekitar 6.30 PTG Juma 1.1.21 pic.twitter.com/ozefrfcfgil. Mode Redzuan Abdul Manap at Redzuan News MPB, January 1, 2021. The severely injured victim was taken to the Putrajaya Hospital for treatment and was pronounced dead at 6:10 p.m., he said. The death of the experienced base jumper, Azwan Taharuddin, took a huge toll on the base jump community as many have looked up to him as a source of reference for new base jumpers. He was after all an expert. As reported by Bernama, a fellow jumper, Adi Kerman Marji, said he knew the deceased since 2012 when both of them did skydiving before they venturing into base jumping in 2014. The late Azwan was among the first of us to venture into the extreme sporting event. Most of my base jump activities were performed with him because he was a Sifu master and a person who was highly skilled at handling parachutes, he said. Azwan would study the technical aspects of a new equipment before jumping, he added on. Adi Kerman and Azwan achieved so much together since 2016. Some of their achievements include the KL Tower International Jump, 2019 National Day Jump, 2018 Federal Territories Day Celebration Jump, 2020 Putrajaya Event Base Jump, KPWKM 2019 Family Day Celebration Gimmick, 2020 UITM Booty Run Event Gimmick, 2018 Putrajaya International Hot Air Balloon Fiesta Jump Demo and 2019 Putrajaya Jubilee Jump. The remains of Azwan were finally laid to rest the next day, the 2nd of January, at the Sungai Canton Muslim Cemetery in Kajang. This is the first fatal incident involving base jumping activities in Putrajaya. The last time an incident like this occurred was back in 2010 at Menara Alor Sitar in Kedah. A female base jumper from Australia met with an accident after her parachute failed to open during a training session. Our sincere condolences go out to Azwan's loved ones during this difficult time. Let us know your thoughts about this story. Drop a comment in the comment section below. Also read, 55-year-old stage 4 cancer patient from Kuantan jumps off hospital building. Source, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.